What is happiness? How do you define happiness? What should you be aware goes on in your life that may lead you to the conclusion that you're actually happy and you might not even know it?
So you can think of happiness as comprising five elements. The first is spiritual well-being, which means having a sense of meaning in life, being present to life. Second is about physical well-being, exercise and nutrition and sleep and touch. Third, it's about intellectual well-being, cultivating a sense of curiosity, which is about learning. Fourth, it's about relational well-being, interpersonal well-being. And finally, it's about emotions, about learning to deal with painful emotions and cultivating pleasurable emotions. So it's these five elements, the spiritual, the physical, intellectual, relational, and emotional, that comprise happiness. The thing, though, is that we can always get more, so we can always become happier.
All right, but it sounds pretty complicated. I mean, there are five different realities. Could you get it for less?
What we know is that if you increase levels of happiness or levels of well-being in just one of them, just in the spiritual, say, or the intellectual, or the relational, it affects the whole. Because we're one system. When you implement a change in one, you affect the others. Just focus on one or two, or focus on them at different times, and that's okay too.
How much do you believe someone should experience sorrow in order to appreciate happiness?
The point is not so much if I think that someone should experience sorrow. The point is that we all experience sorrow. It's an inevitable part of life. However, it is true that when we experience sorrow, two things happen. We appreciate life more. We stop taking it for granted. The second thing that happens is that we actually become more resilient, better able to deal with hardship. So there are actually benefits to sorrow. One of the ways to actually increase levels of unhappiness is to expect that you can be happy all the time. One of the paths to happiness is first and foremost to open ourselves up to unhappiness.
In Romanian, there are two words for happiness. Like you're happy for someone that he or she got a promotion, or you're happy that she returned your call or whatever. That's bucurie. And fericire is a more permanent state of happiness. Like you're happy in a relationship. Is one more important than the other?
A more ongoing state of happiness is what I focus on mostly in my work, and I think most people desire. Because, you know, the short-term happiness, we experience it 10 times a day, but we also experience sadness 10 times a day. Question is, how can we lead an overall happy life? And one way to do so is to accept the fact that in terms of our emotions, there are ups and downs, and that happens 10 times a day. To increase levels of happiness on a more permanent level, we need to find things that are meaningful to us in our life. We need to introduce rituals, practices that we carry out on a regular basis. For example, exercising 3 times a week. For example, expressing gratitude every night before we go to bed. For example, spending quality time with people we care about and who care about us on a regular, ongoing basis. For example, meditating and so on.
There is this book I've liked very much, which has been made into a movie afterwards. It's called Into the Wild. I don't remember exactly who wrote it, but it's a real story. It's some guy that decided to spend some time in the wilderness, and at the end he gets sick and he's actually preparing to die alone. He writes, "Happiness only real when shared." Do you believe that's true? Is there any chance you can be happy all by yourself?
Yeah, you know, we can be happy by ourselves to a point. The number one predictor of happiness is relationships, the time we spend with other people. In a lot of research that we know, whether we look at people over a period of, you know, 75 years, as the famous Harvard study did, or whether we look at the happiest people in the world today, if you look at the happiest nations, countries in the world, you always see relationships at the center. So people who prioritize relationship, who spend time with their loved ones, and they could be their romantic partners or their friends or colleagues or families, it actually doesn't matter. But people who emphasize relationships in their lives are the happiest people. Not only that, they're also the healthiest people. So it's very difficult to remain healthy and happy by ourselves. No person is an island. Unfortunately, today many people are giving up on relationships. Why? Mostly because of technology. So they're spending time on social media, when we know that social media actually contributes to loneliness. They're spending time by themselves, not meeting real people. Why? Because being with real people is often more challenging than being with virtual ones. However, it's a challenge that is worth embarking on, because it's the number one predictor of happiness. As difficult as it is, relationships are critical for a happy, fulfilling life.
One last question for our radio audiences. Probably a lot of them won't be present at your lecture. So in short, what's going to be the most important thing you're going to say in your lecture?
Small changes make a big difference. So introduce small changes into your life today on a consistent, ongoing basis. Small changes such as exercise regularly, take walks, small changes such as even once a week with your family, appreciate what you have to be grateful for. And small changes in terms of introducing a little bit more time, quality time, spending with people you care about and who care about you.